Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at the forecast for this new moon that's going to be occurring on May 7th or 8th, depending on where you live in the world. Before we get into the forecast for each life path number, just know that this is, of course, a general forecast. If you would like your own personal forecast or your own personal numerology reading, please book some time with me. My information is in the description box below, and I would love to work with you. Okay, let's go ahead and take a look at each life path number and what to expect with this illumination for this upcoming new moon. Life path number four. So we're going to be working with the energy of the six and the seven. So there's a lot here around the home, home environment, our deeper connections, whether that's, you know, partnerships, deeper or close friend relationships, our deeper community, our close-knit community, as well as like family members. This could all kind of be in the spotlight at this time. There could be some changes to the home environment. You could be moving. You could be buying a house. You could be selling a house. There could be people moving in or moving out. You could be adopting a pet or adopting children or having children. There's just a whole myriad of things that could occur when we're working through a sixth cycle. Also finances around the home. So there may be some things that you start to see some rewards around when it has to do with your work, how you're showing up to your work, your day-to-day routines type of thing could have some pretty big rewards that could come in that you see that change within your home environment because of finances as well. That is very possible. The other thing I would say that's interesting is, well, let me back up. The other thing I would say is other things that can kind of come into the forefront to really be looked at are the themes of love, truth, honesty. So anywhere that there needs to be that greater conversation with another about something that maybe is your truth and you're sharing that, you're sharing your needs, you're sharing what it is that you want or desire or whatever, and you're seeing if that other person can meet you there. That could come up. If there's conversations that you've been maybe avoiding or sweeping under the rug because you don't want to deal with it, it will likely come up under this illumination to be dealt with, worked through, and moved on from for the highest good of all involved. The other thing I would say, again, that's interesting is we're working with seven energy as well. So this brings in getting to the root of something, diving deeper, taking that deep dive to see beyond the illusions. So where is it in your life where you might have some sort of strong beliefs or values or illusions around love, truth, honesty, etc.? And really, I would say around love, how you show up to love, how you receive love. It's very possible that some things could come to light under this new moon that really brings clarity, that really brings a deeper understanding about a connection or finances or something to do again with a home or your place in the community. Also, you might see all of a sudden that you're catapulted into the community in some way to share your wisdom, to share your teachings, to share your expertise in some area. And I would say, you know, you're definitely encouraged to take advantage of that opportunity. With a seven, it can also bring in just very, like, just so much clarity in some area. Greater self-discovery, greater discovery about a situation can come in. This is a cycle where, because the seven is involved, this is a cycle where you can really get clarity and get answers on those bigger questions that you might have been asking for quite some time. So you can see a lot come in, but with that clarity often will come the need for some kind of change, some kind of modification or redirection, not necessarily an uncomfortable one or one that doesn't, you know, you don't like, just something that needs, you know, once we know, we can't unknow, and then we usually have to do something about that knowing, right? Like take action from that. So it could be that, you know, you or your partner gets a great job promotion, but in order to say yes to it, you have to move, right? And move locations. And though that's an inconvenience, actually, when you look at it a little bit deeper, it looks great, right? So beautiful energy there. The other thing I would say is Again, this is not a time to force anything. So anything that has to be forced, especially around home, family, relationships, love, truth, honesty, anything that has to be forced, it's not for you at this time. This is going to be a time to kind of surrender and see what presents and then take action from that space. And be open to what presents, because with seven energy afoot, it can look very different than you expect, and it would be easy to dismiss it because it doesn't fit your preconceived notions of what it should look like. Don't dismiss anything too quickly under this energy. Take your time, review it, feel into it, follow your intuition, follow your heart, and you will make the right decisions for you in that moment. So big energy here, y'all. I hope it's a great one. Take care. Bye for now.